T-Life is where you learn to enjoy life.
Yo, yo, Night Show TFM here. You're back with your boy TP. Now, the first recipe for soup is the easiest among all. It's egg drop soup recipe. Super simple, but so delicious. So all you gotta do first, crack two eggs, beat them, and set aside. Now, prepare your soup base. So you can use a veggie stock or a chicken stock available in the market, or you can just boil water and add chicken essence, and you have your delicious soup base. Next, mix 2 tablespoons of cornstarch with water. Pour them into your soup base to thicken them up. When it's boiling thicken, pour in your eggs and stir well quickly. Now, if you have your very own egg drop soup, garnish them with some spring onions or scallions. And if you want to make it a little bit more classy, you can add some mushrooms or some shredded chicken. Perfect if you're a little bit under the weather or you just want a hot soup and a cold rainy day. Oh, in the studio right now, it's quite cold. Reading this and also telling you guys about egg drop soup recipe is really, really making me hungry. Anyway, so we're just going to go back to the playlist real quick. TFM.
Food, fashion, movies, celebrities, health. Get it all on TFM's Tea Life.
Bonjour, Night Show TFM here. You're back with me, TP. Okay, so after the egg drop soup recipe, that was an easy one. Now we're just going to move on to a medium level recipe. This is simple, but not as simple as the ones earlier. So this is the hot and sour soup. You're going to prepare some wood ear mushrooms. This one is heimu'er, okay? Make sure to soak them in hot water, then slice them into thin slices. Next, chop up some button onions, scallions, and also chop up the cube tofu. Tofu, chop it into cube sizes. Crack 2 eggs, beat them up, set aside. Now, you gotta prepare your soup base. And like what I mentioned earlier as well, in the egg drop recipe, you can use veggie stock, chicken stock, or even just use chicken essence cube. In that soup, add vinegar, dark soy sauce, light soy sauce, sugar, salt, red pepper flakes to give it a little bit of spice, and white pepper. Bring it to a boil and now throw in all the ingredients that you prepared earlier, including the egg beaten up ones. Now the final step is to add cornstarch water into the soup and you have your very own hot and sour soup. This one is going to give you that soury feeling. It's a very, very good for appetizer. You know, cook this and then like we drink this and then you have such a big appetite to eat more. Ooh, delicious. TFM.
Your evenings are never bored again when Tea Life is around.
Night Show on TFM here. Tea Life here. It's TB here. Okay, time for another soup recipe. This one is probably the most difficult among the three. It's kimchi soft tofu soup. Oh, this is the one that you always see in Korean book mangas or in K-dramas. Okay, first, you're gonna saute some chopped onions. Then add a spoonful of gochujang, which is Korean spicy chili paste. Add as much kimchi as you want. If you don't want so much kimchi, you're not tolerant to spiciness, you can put less. If you want lots and lots of kimchi, you can put more. Pour in chicken broth or the soup base with chicken essence, and now add a whole chunk of soft tofu. Ooh, wait for it to boil, and your kimchi soft tofu soup is done. Of course, you can even make this dish a level higher, which you can add some fish sauce, sesame oil, and 1 egg. Mix it all up, and this dish is going to be so perfect, especially when you watch K-drama. You eat this with the K-drama. Oh my goodness. This recipe is going to make you feel as if you're eating with your oppa for sure. TFM.